The peace chant, Shanti Mantra for this morning, is on page 172 of Universal Prayers, the top one. This one stanza has been taken from the Shiva Mahimna Stotram, which is a very nice hymn in praise of Lord Shiva, describing his glories, said to be composed by a Gandharva whose name was Pushpadanta. Om Asitagiri Samam Syat Kajjalam Sindhu Patre Surataru Varashakha Lekhani Patramurvi Likhati Yadi Grihitva Sharada Sarvakalam Tadapitava Gunanam Ishaparam Nayati Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. If the goddess of learning herself were to write eternally, having the biggest branch of the celestial tree for her pen, the whole earth for paper, the blue mountain for ink, and the ocean for the ink pot thereof, even then, O Lord, thy attributes cannot be fully described. Om peace, may there be peace in our hearts, Adhyatmika Shanti, may there be peace among all the beings, Adi Bhautika Shanti, may there be peace in nature, Adi Devika Shanti. The first hymn that was chanted by Shukladi and other devotees this morning was the famous hymn, morning meditation hymn, called Pratasmarana Stotram, composed by Shankaracharya. Pratasmarana means remembering the divine presence within us all every morning. The three stanzas, very nice composition. Chanting this hymn or some other hymn like this, the first thing in the morning is a good practice. It sets the tone for the rest of the day. So it was very nicely chanted. Thank you. The topic for this morning is, what is in a name? I can give the answer in one word, in five sentences, or in 45 minutes. In one word, everything. Everything we need, everything we want, everything is there in the name of God. I give a brief synopsis in five sentences. The ultimate reality of God, ultimate reality or God, described in the Upanishads, in the Vedanta, is one. It is known through many different names and worshipped in many different forms. Each name of God carries the infinite power of God within it, just as a small seed contains the whole tree within it. By repeating God's name, any name, one can unfold the infinite power of God and realize Him. Repetition of God's name is the simplest and easiest form of spiritual practice, especially suited for the present age. That is the summary of the topic, summary of the talk this morning. Now let us see some details. Spiritual practices have been different in different times, different ages. There is a hymn in the Bhagavata which says that in the earliest age, Krita Yuga, even before Sri Rama came in Treta Yuga, second age. In Krita Yuga, the earliest time, the main spiritual practice was meditation on the self, upasana, as described in the Upanishads. In the Chandogya Upanishad, there is a famous statement which says, this whole visible universe, whole of creation, is nothing other than the ultimate reality described as Brahman or Atman in the Upanishads. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. And the Upanishad says one has to meditate on this ultimate reality with a calm, unperturbed mind. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma Iti Shanta Upasita. With a calm mind one has to meditate. This was the major spiritual practice in the earliest age, in the Krita Yuga. Sri Ramakrishna in the Gospel has described how the sages in the earliest times used to live in forest hermitages. They would get up early in the morning and go under a tree into the forest and sit down under a tree and meditate all day without any concern, without any worldly preoccupation, until sunset. And then they would go back to their hermitages and eat some very simple fruit, whatever was available, and get some sleep. Their meditation was very deep. In the Upanishads it says, their meditation was continuous flow of thought on the self alone without any interruption, without any intruding thought interrupting. Tailadharavita avichinnam. They give the example of the flow of oil from one pot to another pot. If you pour oil, it goes in a continuous stream like that. That was the main spiritual practice in the earliest age. Then in the Treta Yuga, when Sri Rama's incarnation took place, the major spiritual practice was Vedic sacrifices, elaborate Vedic sacrifices, as described in the Puranas and in the Vedas and Puranas. This required ceremonies, elaborate ceremonies, extending over a period of many days or weeks. It required accumulation of a great deal of material and chanting with great precision the Vedic mantras and making offerings into fire. That was the major spiritual practice in the Treta Yuga. In the Puranas, we read stories about the demons who used to go and disturb and create havoc when the sages were performing such sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, after that, the practice of ritualistic worship in temples and homes came into vogue. Detailed, elaborate ritualistic worship was the major practice in the Dwapara Yuga. Now, in the present age, Kali Yuga, it is difficult to perform these kinds of spiritual practices. Life is very complex. It is something simpler is needed. So the sages have prescribed that for the present age, for the Kali Yuga, the preferred spiritual practice is simply repetition of God's name. In the scriptures, we read the description of dharma, how it is gradually depleting with time. In the Krita Yuga, earliest age, dharma was in full effect. It is compared to a cow. The cow of dharma was standing on four legs. That means whole dharma was fully established in society. Most people were forming dharmic, were following dharmic lifestyle. That was how lifestyle was. Dharma was in full effect, standing on four legs. In the Treta Yuga, the cow of Dharma was standing on three legs, they say. Little bit depletion. All the asuras, demons used to come and disturb the Vedic rituals of the sages. In the Dwapara Yuga, the cow of Dharma was standing on only two legs. More depletion of Dharma. And in the Kali Yuga, the Dharma is standing on only one leg. Little bit of Dharma. Some people follow righteous dharmic lifestyle. There is a great deal of sensuality, lust and greed, and people have no inclination or time to engage in detailed, elaborate spiritual practices, and life is becoming complex by the day. For this age, simply repeating the name of God, any name of God, with some degree of devotion is enough, it is said. There is a small Upanishad, minor Upanishad, called Kali Santarana Upanishad. Kali Santarana Upanishad. Kali means Kali Yuga, present age. Santarana means crossing. This Upanishad gives a way, points out a way for us to cross the Kali Yuga and reach God using the simplest, very simple spiritual practice. In that Kali Santarana Upanishad, there is a short conversation between the sage Narada and the creator Brahma. At the end of Dwapara Yuga, before Kali Yuga came, Narada goes to Brahma and asks him, "Sir, Kali Yuga is approaching and my lifestyle involves traveling from place to place. I don't stay in any one place. So how am I going to cross the Kali Yuga? How am I going to survive in the Kali Yuga? Please tell me some way." Then Brahma says, "There is a very simple way to find spiritual enlightenment in the Kali Yuga also. And that is simply to chant the name of the Lord." Brahma says, "It is enough to chant the name of the Lord, any name of the Lord with some devotion, that is enough for Kali Yuga. Bhagavataha Adipurushasya Narayanasya Namocharana Matrena Nirdhuta Kalir Bhavati." Simply by chanting the name of the Lord Narayana, the Supreme Lord, one can cross over the ocean of worldly existence in the Kali Yuga. Then Narada asks, "What is that name which is so effective?" Brahma gives the name. Brahma gives the mantra, simple mantra, by chanting which one can reach God in the Kali Yuga. What is that mantra? All of you know that mantra. You have all heard it. What is that mantra? Can anybody wants to take a guess? What could that mantra could be that Brahma gave to Narada, suitable for Kali Yuga? You all know that one. I'll give a hint. It is a string of several names. You want to know what it is? Hare Krishna mantra, you're right. That Hare Krishna mantra, which became more popular recently, made popular by the Hare Krishna people, was taught by Brahma to Narada before Kali Yuga came, even at the end of Dwapara Yuga. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. This beautiful mantra. This mantra has 16 names. 8 names of Lord Sri Hari. 8 times Sri Hari's name comes. Lord Hari's name comes in this mantra. Four times the name of Rama comes, four times the name of Krishna comes. If you chant this mantra once, you'll be chanting God's name 16 times. And Brahma says, Narada asks, is there any rule or any procedure or restriction on how one went to chant this mantra? Narada asks. Brahma says, there is no rule. You can chant the mantra anytime, any place, under any circumstances. Anybody can chant the mantra. There is no special qualification or requirement for chanting this mantra. Then Brahma says, if one chants this mantra constantly, he gives a number of 35 million times. 3.5 crores, 35 million times, if one chants the mantra, one becomes free from all the sins and reaches God. It's possible to do it in this very lifetime. So Brahma gives that mantra. So that is the main chanting of God's name, is the main spiritual practice recommended for the Kali Yuga. Most people, almost everyone can chant name of their choice. Any name is all right. There's a small, another small Upanishad called Brihannaradiya Upanishad. Teachings of Narada, it seems, Brihannaradiya Upanishad, another Upanishad. There Narada is said to have said, for Kali Yuga, chanting Hari's name alone is sufficient to reach God. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Namaiva Kevalam, Kalau Nostiva. Nastyeva gatiranyatha. For this Kali Yuga, there is no other way. There is no other way. Only chanting God's name is sufficient to reach God. That's the teaching in the Brihannaradiya Upanishad. Sri Ramakrishna also prescribes chanting of God's name as the main spiritual practice. Repeatedly he said that one. Chanting God's name and chanting God's glories. Singing God's glories. He gives an example. Imagine that there is a huge log of wood in water, a river or somewhere. And one end of a long chain is tied to that log of wood. It's a very long chain. And we are holding the other end of the chain. The chain is very long, several miles long maybe. Chain is made of small, small links. Sri Ramakrishna says, every time you repeat God's name once, you are advancing towards God by one link. You are holding on to the end of the chain. Link by link, you can make progress towards God, reach God eventually by chanting God's name, one name at a time, one name at a time, by doing japa, repetition of God's name. Every time you chant or hear, even if somebody else chants and we hear, even that hearing is also equally effective. Every time we chant or hear the name of God once, a positive impression is made in our minds. These impressions gradually transform our personality. What we are at this moment in our lives, our personality, whether we are good or bad, happy, unhappy, well or ill, educated, uneducated, whatever we are at this moment in this life, this is all the sum total of the impressions that we have accumulated ourselves, impression by impression, over a period of time. In other words, we are what we have thought. And extrapolating this, we can say we will become what we think. This is a very old idea, known in ancient times. Some time ago, many of you studied Ashtavakra Samhita with Swamiji, Atmagyanandaji Maharaj. This Ashtavakra Samhita is a very great treatise on Advaita Vedanta. Sri Ramakrishna had Swami Vivekananda read it behind closed doors, only for him. There, in the Ashtavakra Samhita, chapter 1, verse number 11, there Ashtavakra says to Janaka that what a person thinks, that he will become. Sri Ramakrishna also said this in the Gospel. What one thing, that one becomes. Yamati Swagatir Bhavet. Chapter 1, verse number 11 in the Ashtavakra Samhita. So if we think about God all the time, or almost all the time, or much of the time, divine qualities will come to us. Our whole personality will be transformed and will be able to reach God. All the old unhelpful impressions that we may have accumulated in our minds for a period of time are outweighed, overpowered by the divine impressions that we create by chanting God's name. And those old harmful impressions lose any power to create any harm. They will not be harmful anymore. They have become powerless to do any harm to us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also highly recommended chanting of God's name. He said to have composed a short hymn called Shikshashtakam. Shikshashtakam means a hymn containing 8 stanzas dealing with giving instructions on how to pray to God when we pray to God. How to pray to God and what to ask of God when you pray to God. Shikshashtakam. I've made reference to this several times. In this Shikshashtakam, in this short hymn of 8 stanzas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has rhapsodized the glory of chanting God's name. He has spoken very highly, enthusiastically about the merit of chanting God's name, how effective, how simple it is, and how effective it can be. He says, by chanting the name of God, our heart becomes pure. Cheto darpanam arjanam. Darpanam means the mirror. The mirror of our heart is wiped clean when we chant God's name. When the heart becomes pure, next step is vision of God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God, the Lord Jesus Christ said. Purity of heart comes by chanting God's name. And then chanting of God's name removes all miseries from our life, worldly life. All miseries of worldly existence are burnt up by the power that is embedded in the name of God. Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. Chanting of God's name quenches the great conflagration of worldly existence. All miseries shall be dissolved. So powerful. It swells the ocean of divine bliss. That ocean of divine bliss is embedded, is hidden within us all. Satchidananda is present within us all. We are that actually. But it is hidden from us due to ignorance, maya, or whatever reason. So that will become clear. The ocean of divine bliss becomes swollen. Anandam budivardhanam. Thus, in these terms, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has extolled the virtue, the glory of chanting God's name. He says, Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Krishna Sankirtanam means chanting the name of Lord Hari, Sri Krishna, any name of God. Glory be to that. Practice. Addressing his chosen ideal, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, O Lord, various are thy names revealed by you, and in your name you have infused your infinite power. The infinite power of God is embedded in every name of God. The Lord himself has put that power into his name. The name and the named are one and the same, Sri Ramakrishna says. Naam or Rami Ak. Name of God is same as God. Naam namakari bahuda nija sarva shakti tatra arpita. The Lord, Chaitanya says, the Lord, O Lord, you have created so many names, and in each of your names you have infused your infinite power. And there is no time, there is no rule for chanting your name. You have not specified any limitation of time for remembering those names. One can chant God's name anywhere, any time, under any circumstances. There is no Rahu Kala restriction for chanting God's name. When we do any auspicious work, when we start some work, we look at the calendar, the almanac, to see when is Rahu Kala. Every day there is 2.5 hours of Rahu Kala. One and a half hours of Rahu Kala. So during that Rahu Kala, you are not supposed to start anything auspicious. But for chanting God's name, there is no such restriction. Any time, any place, under any condition, you can chant God's name. Thousands and thousands of names of God exist. And in each one of them, there is the power to help us to cross over the ocean of worldly existence. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the great devotee, he laments. He says, "O Lord, it is said that indeed that we do not have the time to chant your name. We don't have the devotion to chant your name." And he says, "Such is your mercy, O Lord, but such is my misfortune that in this life I have no devotion in my heart." Sri Chaitanya also gives instructions on how to chant God's name. He says, we have to chant God's name with humility and forbearance. This has come before in the hymn Shikshashtakam, 8 stanzas on how to pray. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, when we pray to God, we should be humble, not with pride. Oh, I'm chanting God's name 1,000 times a day, I'm doing japa. That pride should not be there. With humility. He says, Trunadapi suni chaina, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina amanadena kirtaniyasada harihi. Trunadapi suni chaina, humbler than a blade of grass, more forbearing than a tree, and not claiming respect for oneself that I am such a great devotee of God. Instead, offering respect to everybody. With humility, with forbearance, one has to chant the name of the Lord. Sada harihi kirtani, all the time, we have to chant the name of the Lord. And then, this chanting has to be done incessantly. You have to practice. Mind will go here and there, think of other things, but you have to, every time it goes to some other topic, we should bring it back and make it chant the name of the Lord. For a true devotee, even a short period of time, when he forgets the name of the Lord, he feels great remorse. Feeling of great remorse will come to a true devotee of God if God is forgotten even for a short space of time. How intense that remorse is for a devotee, Sri Krishna Sri Chaitanya describes in this way. Yuga yitam nimeshena chakshusha pravrisha yitam sunya yitam jagat sarvam govinda virahena me. There Chaitanya says, even a short time, the time it takes to blink once, nimeshayana, yugayitam, looks like a long period. We experience this in our lives also. When somebody very dear to us is separated from us for a short time, when we see them again, you feel, we missed you so much. So it has been so long since I last saw you. It's only been 3 weeks. But it looks like a long period of time because the separation is so intense. The feeling of separation is so intense. Yugayitam nimeshena. In Hindi, there is a nice expression. When you see somebody after a short period of time of separation, they say, muddat ke baad aapke darshan ho rahe hai. After a long time, after a long period of time, I'm seeing you. I've only seen you last week, but it looks like a long time because we love that person so much. It makes us as if we have separation. Separation has been very long. Chakshusha pravrisha yitam. When God is forgotten, the devotee feels remorse, and tears of remorse will flow from his eyes as if monsoon season has started. In monsoon, it pours. Like that, devotee feels sad and cries with tears copiously flowing from his eyes when separation is felt. Viraha. Shunyavitam jagat sarvam. Whole world appears empty. Everything else is there. But without God, nothing makes sense. Everything acquires meaning because of the presence of God in everything. If that God is not there in our hearts, everything else is there. Money is there, family is there, job is there, house is there, property is there, everything is there. But nothing makes sense, nothing is looks meaningful. Everything becomes empty without God's name. What makes everything meaningful in our life is the name of the Lord. Govinda virahename, separation of God. When one repeats God's name and practices constant recollection, a devotee should not ask for worldly things for which many people hanker. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, what we should not ask for when we pray to God and what we should ask for of God. He says, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, va jagadisha kamaye. O Lord Jagadisha, Lord of the universe, I'm not seeking wealth. I'm not seeking retinue. I'm not seeking a beautiful bride or spouse. But I want one thing from you. Mama janmani janmani, in all my births, in the present birth, and if I have to take more births in the future, in all my future births also, in you, O Lord, may I have only pure devotion. I am asking only for one thing. I don't want any worldly pleasures, wealth. I want only devotion. A devotee asks only for devotion, for nothing else. Sri Ramakrishna also prayed only for pure devotion. In the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna on page 731, this very well-known prayer comes. It's nice to chant it, if possible, every day. There, Sri Ramakrishna teaches us how to pray to God, and when we pray to God, what we should ask of God. This is his prayer. O Mother, I throw myself on thy mercy. I take shelter at thy hallowed feet. I do not want bodily comforts. I do not crave name and fame. I do not seek the eight occult powers. Be gracious and grant that I may have pure love for thee, a love unsmitten by desire, untainted by any selfish ends, a love craved by the devotee for the sake of love alone. And grant me the favor, O Mother, that I may not be deluded by the world-bewitching maya, that I may never be attached to the world, to woman and gold, conjured up by thy inscrutable maya. O Mother, there is no one but thee, whom I may call my own. Mother, I do not know how to worship. I am without austerity. I have neither devotion nor knowledge. Be gracious, Mother, and out of thy infinite mercy, grant me love for the lotus feet. In the Bhagavad Gita also, Sri Krishna has said in the 10th chapter that of all the various kinds of sacrifices, japa is the best one. Yajnanam japa yajnosmi. Now we shall read a few short passages from the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, where Sri Ramakrishna has said that chanting of God's name is best suited for this Kali Yuga. Have faith in the name of God, then you won't need even to go to holy places. Man becomes pure by repeating the name of God. Therefore, one should practice the chanting of God's name. The way to remember God in the hour of death is to practice now the repetition of his name and the chanting of his glories. If one keeps up this practice, then in the hour of death, one will repeat the name of God. It is good to prepare for death. One should constantly think of God and chant his name in solitude during the last years of one's life. In the Bhagavad Gita, we know that Sri Krishna has said in the 8th chapter that whatever is the thought in our minds at the last time, moment of this life, before we leave the body, whatever thought is in our mind, that is an indication of our destination, where we are going to go after leaving the body. Therefore, Sri Krishna says, practice chanting God's name, constant recollection at all times, so that you will be able to remember me at the time of death. This is what Sri Ramakrishna also said. According to Narada, this is Sri Ramakrishna's teachings in the Gospel. According to Narada, the devotee should sing the name and glories of God. The singing of the name and glories of God destroys the effect of past actions. A devotee named Srinath, Dr. Srinath, once asked a question of Sri Ramakrishna. Dr. Srinath asks, "Sir, how can one escape prarabdha, the effect of action performed in previous births?" To which Sri Ramakrishna replied like this: "No doubt a man experiences a little of the effect, but much of it is cancelled by the power of God's name." Holy Mother also said the same thing. By repeating God's name, by doing japa many, many times every day, the intensity of suffering due to past action can be greatly reduced. Therefore, Sri Ramakrishna says, therefore, in order to remember God and chant his name at the time of death, one should constantly practice the singing of God's name and glories and meditation and contemplation as well. Now, the next question is, there are so many names of God. Different people in different faiths use different names of God. Which name should we repeat? Sri Ramakrishna says, any name is okay. Any name of your choice. If the name is received from an authorized teacher, it comes with the accumulated power, spiritual power of the whole lineage of teachers. If you receive mantra from any Swami, authorized Swami of the Ramakrishna order, that mantra will come to us with the power of Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, Swamiji, and their disciple, and our teacher. Unbroken lineage of teachers. The power is so great. Or we can take any mantra ourselves, but when it's taken from a teacher, it comes with the accumulated power of the whole lineage of teachers. Some denominations of Christians also repeat the name of God, Lord Jesus Christ. Some time ago, several times, maybe I have referred to this book, The Way of a Pilgrim, and the pilgrim continues his way. This is the story of a Russian peasant, a farmer, barely able to read, how he got the Jesus mantra from a monk, Christian monk. Just like we have mantra, they also have mantra. Not as many as we have, but Jesus mantra is very powerful. By chanting the name of the Lord Jesus, how he got experiences is described in this book, several times. If a devotee receives what name should we chant? Best thing is to get a name or a mantra from a teacher. That is the best way. There are other sources of hymns also. Numerous hymns are there in the Vedas. The Samhita portion of Vedas contains hymns to various Vedic gods. Commonly chanted hymns, even today people chant some people chant every day, some every week, or the Purusha Suktam, Rudram, Chamakam, Narayana Suktam. Numerous hymns are chanted in temples and in homes also, Vedic hymns. Puranas also contains him. Puranas are mythological scriptures, 18 major Puranas and many smaller Puranas. They also have a lot of hymns. Two of those hymns are very well known. We all know that one. The famous hymn Chandi, which is chanted in many parts of India, daily or weekly or especially during Navaratri, Chandi is from the Markandeya Purana, one of the 18 Puranas. And in famous Lalita Sahasranama, Lalita Trishati, 1,000 names of Lalita, Divine Mother Lalita. Sahasranama means 1,000 names. 300 names of Lalita Trishati, Lalita Trishati. These hymns or in the Brahmanda Puranam, taught by the sage Hayagriva to the sage Agastya. Mahabharata also has many hymns. The most famous hymn that occurs in Mahabharata is which one? Vishnu Sahasranama. At the end of the Mahabharata story, Dharmaraja Yudhishthira goes to Bhishma and asks him, "Sir, please tell me something very simple, spiritual practice that anybody can do and which is very effective, which takes us to God." Ko dharma sarva dharmanam. Dhritarashtra asks Bhishma, "Bhishma, teach us him 1,000 names of Vishnu. List of 1,000 names of Vishnu. Each name describes one aspect of the glory of, infinite glories of Vishnu, the Lord." That is in the Mahabharata. In the Ramayana, not many hymns are there, but one famous hymn is there. Which one is that? Aditya Hridayam. In the Ramayana, when the war takes place between Rama and Ravana, in the beginning, the armies were fighting. Rama's army, mostly consisting of vanaras and monkeys and other beings, they were all fighting with Ravana's army of demons. But finally, Rama came face to face with Ravana in the battlefield. Then, momentarily, even Rama himself also lost confidence. Somewhat like what happened to Arjuna in the Mahabharata Kurukshetra battlefield. Same thing happened, similar thing happened in the in Lanka, in the battlefield, when Rama came face to face with Ravana, 10 heads and 20 arms and all the weapons. And Agastya, the great sage, was watching this one. And Agastya notices Rama's loss of confidence. And Agastya teaches a hymn to Rama. "O Rama," Agastya says, "I'm going to teach you a simple hymn describing the glory of the Lord Sun, divinity in the Sun, source of all energy. Please chant this hymn 3 times and you will get back your confidence, your power. You will win in the war." Eta trigunitam japtva yuddheshu vijagishyasi. 3 times if you chant this hymn that Agastya is going to teach to Sri Rama, Rama will win in the war. You will get this power. So that hymn only contains 32 stanzas in the Yuddha Kanda of Ramayana, very famous hymn. Numerous lists of God's names are there. Sahasranamas, 1,000 names are there. Every deity has a list of 1,000 names. Ganesha Sahasranama, Vishnu Sahasranama, Lalita Sahasranama, Shiva Sahasranama, Rama Sahasranama. All these 1,000 names are there. People can chant them, do chant them. There is no time to chant 1,000 names. There are shorter lists of 108 names. Ashtotra Shatanama, 108 names can be easily chanted. There are still shorter lists of names. 12 names of Ganesha, which we chant when we do the puja here. 9 names of Durga, which comes in the Chandi. There are shorter names. They don't take much time to chant. Besides these, numerous sages in all parts of India, in other countries too, have composed hymns, numerous hymns, in praise of God in different languages. Any of these hymns can be chanted, can be sung. For example, what is the most famous hymn chanted in India, composed by a saint, not in any Purana or anything? Hanuman Chalisa. Tulsidas, famous devotee of Sri Rama, he chanted this, he composed this Chalisa, means a hymn containing 40 couplets. Hanuman Chalisa, people chant it every day. Or whenever, especially on Saturdays. Saturdays for Hanuman worship, Saturdays are very auspicious. So Hanuman Chalisa, hymns composed by, songs composed by various saints, Mirabai, Andal, Kamalakanta, Ram Prasad, Purandradasa, Kabir, Surdas, all these saints have composed hymns. Narsi Mehta, Vaishnava Janato, which was dear to Gandhiji. Any of these hymns, any of these devotional songs is enough if you chant them or even listen to them if somebody else chants, provides the same effect. Now I conclude with Hanuman's prayer. At the end of Ramayana story, it is said that Rama asked Hanuman to seek a boon. Rama said, Hanuman, ask me for a boon. Hanuman could have asked for anything. He could have asked for liberation or long life or kingdom. Hanuman said, first he says, I don't what he does not want. This is reminds us of, say, Ramakrishna's prayer also. See, Ramakrishna prayed to Divine Mother, oh, Divine Mother, I don't want Brahmajnana. Give it to those who are forsaking. I only want to be a little child of 5 years playing on your lap. Grant me that much. That was what he preferred to be. He didn't want to become sugar. He wanted to eat sugar. So to remain separate from God as a devotee, as a child, as a servant, is favored by a true devotee of God. They don't want Brahmajnana or merger in the divine, becoming one with Brahman. There is all pure consciousness. There is no fun for a devotee. There is great joy in chanting God's name. So Hanuman says, first of all, to Rama, I don't want liberation. Because if you grant me liberation, there is no Rama, there is no Hanuman, there is no Lord, there is no servant. Bhavan Prabhu, you are my Lord. Aham Dasa, I am your servant. This difference will go away, separation will go away. Everything is pure consciousness. I don't want that one. Muktaye na sprahayami. I don't want liberation, he says. Then he still has to ask for something. Sri Rama is offering a boon. So he says, Hanuman says, as long as your name is taken anywhere in this world, O Sri Rama, O Lord, just grant me this much, that I may be present there in this body as Hanuman, listening to the chanting of the names and glories of your names and glories. Just grant me that much. He says, Yavat Stasiti Te Nama Loke Mama Kalevaram Tavat Tishtuta Rajendra Varoyam Mevikangshitaha. O Lord Rajendra, the King of Kings, addressing Sri Rama, Hanuman says, as long as your name is taken, your glories are chanted anywhere in this world, please grant me that I may be present there, simply listening to the chanting of your names and glories. That's all I want. This is my most cherished desire. Please grant me. This is what a devotee wants. The joy of chanting the name of the Lord, the joy of listening to the chanting of the name of the Lord is all that a devotee wants. That is enough. So in conclusion, before concluding, one more thing. Every time we do Ramnam Sankirtan, which is coming this Saturday, 1st of February, when you do Ramnam, you notice that we keep a separate asana to the right side, near Rama's, near Lakshmana's place, right side of Rama. Hanuman is going to come there. Swami Brahmanandi Jamaraj, whose birthday we are celebrating today, he actually saw Hanuman's presence when Ramnam was being chanted in India. Hanuman will come there. He will be present there, listening to the chanting of Rama's names and glories. So we chant this hymn also, this stanza also, in Ramnam, Sankirtan, every month on the first Saturday. Yatra yatra Raghunatha Kirtanam, tatra tatra kritamastakanjalim, vashpavari paripurna lochanam, marutim namata rakshasantakam. Wherever Rama's name is chanted, glories are chanted, there Hanuman will be present. How will he be present? With his hands folded in devotion, heads bowed in devotion, and copious tears of devotion flowing from his eyes. Hanuman, the terror of all the evil forces, Rakshasas, will be there. We bow down to Hanuman. That's the hymn that we chant in Ramnam Sankirtan. So in conclusion, summary of everything I said so far in two sentences. Every name of God has God's infinite power embedded in it. Repetition of any name with devotion will unfold in our hearts the infinite power of God and will eventually lead us to divine experience and merger in the divine. Closing prayer. Oh, before that, let us meditate for a few minutes. Reflect on it for a few minutes.